Welcome to this episode of What's Happening Harvey County. I am your host, Lance Gormley.
And I am your co-host, Sissy C.
What's Happening Harvey County is an HCD podcast.
Tell us what's happening in Harvey County.
Well, Sissy, how was your week this week?
Oh my week has been good.
Has it been good?
Yeah.
Any struggles this week?
Yeah. Still humping it, trying to find a job. Just back a few weeks and getting in the swing of things. And everybody's adjusting well. Sick kid. I'm a little under the weather, but you know, hey, here we are.
Things are great.
Tuesday, it's winter. Wednesday, it's summer.
Love Kansas. What was it? Yeah, sick kids. That stinks. I know I got a sick kid at home, too. So I think that's probably going around. And I'm sure most of our listeners are probably have a sick kid as well, I'm assuming. But hopefully not. So if you do, hopefully they're on the mend and moving on that way. What else has been going on this week, Sissy?
What else? Well, if you look outside of the county, there's many, many things afoot. Mm. But we'll have to see how all those things turn out. Mm.
Very interesting. We'll get down to that later, right? But right now, let's get down to business. What are some local public notices that you got for us, Sissy?
All right. Well, the Harvey County Commission will be meeting this Tuesday at the Harvey County Courthouse, located at 800 North Main Street here in town. The Harvey County Commission meetings start at 9 a.m. and are held every Tuesday. We also have the Burton City Council will be meeting this Monday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Burton City Hall is located at 203 North Burton Avenue in Burton. The Burton City Council meets every first and third Monday of the month at the City Auditorium.
Well, make sure and get out there and attend a meeting, or if you got something you want to say, I know most of them have a citizens forum of some kind that you can speak your mind. It's a good way to know what's going on in your local community. So if you have an opportunity, make it to one of those meetings. So interestingly enough, there's been quite a lot of action going on here over the last week that we'd been talking about covering. And I suppose, interestingly enough, what's with the weather balloons?
Weather balloons?
Yeah, the weather balloons that are
you mean the orb with the satellite attached to it? We don't just have one.
You can't shoot it down. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. What's another thing? There's nothing to see here.
Right.
Nothing to see here.
Right.
But I'm personally kind of seeing some things going around here. I don't know. I guess I'm wondering, like, I'm an observant person, and I'm wondering, what's really going on here?
Well, you know, there's so many theories about why we have this round balloon with a satellite attached to it just floating on the breeze across our country.
Not just one. Correct.
Right.
At this point in time,
I believe there's two.
Or maybe more. We don't know, do we?
And there's some on over other countries
around
the world. And they are all identical. They say that they all originate from the same location.
Interesting.
But we will have to wait and see.
Yeah, because we really don't know, do we?
No, we don't.
I've never seen more of a display of wanting to appear as though we know what's going on, but not actually knowing what's going on at all.
Right. We can't shoot it down. It might have debris, but yet we got to leave it floating around. And interestingly, the trajectory that people have theoretically proposed on social media follows all of our strategic military base locations.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theory.
So, you know, who knows?
Conspiracy theorist.
Darn it.
I don't believe that.
Oh,
come
on.
It's just a weather balloon.
Just a weather balloon.
Just collecting data. Yep.
What kind of data? We don't know. Oh, boy.
And then why do we wonder why people don't trust our government?
That's right.
But hey, you know, believe the national media.
Well, and the Pentagon spokesperson says, when the reporter asks, why can't we shoot it down, or why can't we know the location, specific location? Well, the American people can just look up in the sky and watch it.
Oh, how nice.
Right.
We can verify with our own naked eye.
That's right. 4 miles up.
Oh, I know what that is. That's something floating in the air.
But yet, don't get trigger happy and try to shoot it.
We're on it. We're on it. That's comforting to know. So moving on to something more local.
Right.
Interestingly enough, there has been quite the discussion around invocations before city and county meetings here locally.
I have seen some of that.
We had a post, Harvey County Digital put a post out, and it went fire. And or I guess viral. I use the word fire because it's just blew up instantaneously. Mm-hmm. People were commenting like crazy, both for and against. I think there was a lot of good points there. We'll get into that, and I'll read some of those here in a little bit. But what are your thoughts on that, Sissy? Now, remember, the history is that the city of Newton had previously had an invocation for many, many years. And the Ministerial Alliance was the one that was tasked with making sure that people were allowed to pray before the meeting if they'd like to. Right. And what happened was, is just for a lack of people wanting to participate to do it, pastors or whoever the clergy of our community is, they just kind of fell by the wayside. So it wasn't for a lack of, I guess, necessarily somebody wanting for it to happen, but there was not really any investment made in the community for people to do that. So moving forward, there was a few citizens that came around over the last month or so, I think since the beginning, maybe shortly before the beginning of the year, and wanted to know, hey, why don't we do an invocation anymore? And the city is currently discussing that and what their options are. And so no decision has been made at the city. Mm-hmm. You know, I think more or less since it was there, there's nothing that needs to be made. I think they're trying to work with the Ministerial Alliance to get people to pray before a meeting. Similarly, it turns out the county commission just voted this week to mm-hmm. have an invocation. But to me personally, it sounded to me like they were still just kind of questioning how that was all going to work.
Right.
And so I know you've been watching this.
I know
you've been looking at this. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have been watching this and have weighed in on it. What are your thoughts? Invocation before meetings. What?
Right. Well, I maybe some of the public doesn't understand that invocation means prayer.
Okay, good call.
You know, and we
a prayer
have,
of some kind.
Right. Blessing, call to order, whatever. I think to be inclusive to our diverse community members and not alienate someone from wanting to attend a meeting with business to discuss that has nothing to do with prayer might be, they might have a change of heart, change of mind, and opt not to show up because there would be a invocation in the group setting.
Okay, I don't want to get around to brass tacks, but I have a question. And it's probably easily a question I could easily answer, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm under the impression that when you go into a meeting, that the invocation is a structured part of the meeting. So the meeting begins, right? They say right. It happens before, but if it's a structured event where everybody has an invocation and says Pledge of Allegiance, in my opinion, that's part of the commission meeting.
Correct. I would think it would have to be part of the agenda. And so they would come to order. And then they would probably have the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. And then they would start with agenda business.
Okay. So in that case, I personally, to any listener, I mean, it's probably everybody probably already knows this, but I would identify as a Christian. Okay.
Right.
I'm technically a Catholic. So I'm about as quote unquote Christian, I suppose, as a person can believe in my worldview.
Right.
I'm accepting of other people's worldviews. I don't think I have to go out and convert everybody to my faith. I think being just a good example of who I want to be like is good enough for me. Right.
Right.
So, and as we move along in here, it never really bothered me necessarily to go into the meeting and have a prayer. Right.
Right.
I understood the slippery slope. Like, well, what am I going to do if somebody comes in here and they're praying right. to some other deity?
Right.
Do I want to sit through that?
Exactly.
You know, right. I would like to think that I'm tolerant and I would sit through that, but mm-hmm. I'm really kind of protective of the idea that we don't want to pick a side here, right? That's not the idea to pick a side as far as a state agency and say, because we're a municipality, we want to have an invocation that it has to fall within this category of a faith.
Well, see, I think once you open it up to have a quote unquote prayer and you are you're saying you're including all faiths, all denominations, all religions, you know, how much time are they going to allot for this invocation? Are they going to have one person scheduled to come in to do whatever their faith is that particular week? Are they going to allow multiple people at the same time? I mean, I would advocate that a really good way to include everybody and all faiths all at once and have the time allotted for everyone to get meeting ready is a moment of silence. And I think that at that time, the individual person could quietly invoke their own faith or belief system. And that way, no one feels alienated. No one is offended. And they're not chasing around trying to find diverse clergy people to come in. Because, you know, if we say we're going to do that, we have to follow through. And I think that your slippery slope really speaks to that.
I've had many discussions about this with people, and it seems like the common theme, and I don't say much about it because I understand people where they're at, but the common theme is when they assume that there needs to be prayer before a meeting, they are not taking into consideration that there may very well be a prayer there to, and I know this sounds ridiculous to some people, but Lucifer himself, right? So if I'm out here advocating for prayer to be held at a meeting, then doesn't that open up the door for multiple different ideas to be in circulation here? And I'm of the impression that a lot of people that I talk to would not be okay with that. They would not be okay with that. Their intent to have prayer before a meeting is so that way they can pray to a Judeo-Christian God because they believe that that's what they're supposed to do. And I not come across anybody that's real tolerant with this advocating for prayer to be before meeting to say, I'm okay with prayer before meeting from any faith and all faiths.
Right.
And then what constitutes somebody?
Well,
I mean,
again,
do you have to be licensed? Do you have to be a licensed pastor to sign up?
Yeah, I don't know about
right?
that.
Right. If I just contacted the Ministerial Alliance and said I wanted to pray before a meeting, can I?
Right.
I mean, we're getting into a real questionable situation. I don't think people are looking at the big wide picture here.
Well,
I think it's the intent is to serve self-interest or self-belief.
Well, and that could be, you know, we as individual people can ponder and consider and cuss and discuss and all that stuff. But really, we don't know the intention behind it other than maybe trying to bring everybody into the right headspace, so to speak, the right space to all be on the same page, to be able to peaceably gather and have the meeting. However, I think that if people are wanting to look into this a little bit broader, sort of Supreme Court decisions that reference this very topic are Marsh from 1989 and Galloway from 2014.
Yeah, well, and I read the paper, right? And it talked about the meeting this last Tuesday at the commission that took place. And I'm just going to be somewhat critical of the situation. Gosh, don't, you know, crucify me today or anything while we're talking about God here. But it's interesting to me that it almost appeared, and I don't know if it was the way it was written or I'm just out of the loop. Maybe I could be out of the loop, but that they really didn't have a plan going into this.
Well,
it sounded like
abrupt.
We voted for this to happen, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, well, then we'll, we can do this. Well, that's not how I want my government to operate.
Right.
I want to know what you're doing and why, and I want for there to be an opportunity for people to come there and speak out. And I'm sorry if I was passionate about the fact that I didn't want that to take place. It's kind of hard to get off of work at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning just to go in there and tell them I think that they shouldn't have an invocation before a meeting. You know, so.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that are complicated there, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just... I feel like it was hasty. I feel like it was hasty.
It
I feel
been.
Like it was,
you know, was it opened up for a public Q&A?
I believe that's always an option. I'm not going to make any kind of accusation mm-hmm. at that, to say, you know, that for whatever the reason, it was like, nobody could speak on it. I think people could. There was, in the article, it mentioned, one person that had spoke up and mm-hmm. I thought they articulated their argument very well. They said they were a Christian, right? So their worldview is in line with being fine with that. But at the same time, you know, we're going to run down a slippery slope, and it's today the day that we need to do that. And I think that there's what I see happening, and I hate this, is that there's a push to make this happen. You know, well, this is what we need to do. And somehow or another that because, I mean, it really comes down to a worldview of people believing that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and that we should be praying to God and that it doesn't matter what your faith is, we'll be tolerant of it. But a real push to have like a theocracy type state. in our country.
Well, you could be right. And I think that this would be a really good topic to continue discussion on social media.
Good call.
What's happening on Harvey County page?
Yes.
The group.
Well,
Harvey County.
Here we go. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, everybody? Everybody listening, here's your chance.
Right.
Send us a message. Ask us questions. Right. This is here. Let us know you're listening. Just weigh in on the discussion. And then feel free to send us messages, because we will revisit this situation. I'm sure this is not the end of it.
Right.
It won't be the end of it. We're just the beginning, I'm sure.
And a little anecdote. The separation of church and state, that is a label put on these kinds of discussions. There is no constitutional parameter other than the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment. And it was Thomas Jefferson, our third president, that actually invoked for the first time the term a wall of separation between church and state in a letter. Look back, check out history, but check out those two SCOTUS cases and see what you can come up with. And then give us a shout out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
Why does it sound like you think you know what you're talking about, Sissy? Well, do you have some kind of an education in this?
Well, let's just say it's my passion.
It's your passion.
It's my passion.
What? You're talking like you have some kind of a master's or
a
bachelor's.
I actually do.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Oh, so you're a credible source that has something to say about this.
Well, and I'm a researcher at heart. I love the Constitution and all things constitutional and Declaration of Independence and so on and so forth. Read the Federalist Papers, everybody, and the Anti-Federalist Papers.
So you're a shocker is what you're saying.
I am a shocker in my undergrad, and I am a tiger for my graduate degree.
Oh, I cannot believe you betrayed the Shocker Nation.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we share
bachelors. Tigers are fierce.
I still think it's messed up. I think if you graduate with a bachelor's from Wichita State, you should be getting a master's from Wichita State, similar to what I'm doing, because I'm right.
But Fort Hayes, I had to.
Yeah. And then here's a little bit about Sissy. Tell us how you got here, Sissy. People are listening to this program for the first time, and at this point in time, they're probably wondering, who in goodness gracious is Sissy C?
Well, I am super awesome.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm a great in my own mind. No, I'm just joking. I'm just little old me, and I'm a mom. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt, and I'm a wannabe. Yeah, isn't that a good song by the Spice Girls from like ever ago?
I could be.
Yeah.
Could
anyway.
Be.
Okay. Squirrel.
Just went that way.
So anyway.
Okay. So I know this. We wanted to start this program at the first of the year, and I had heard that you were coming back. I know that you moved away for a few years, and that when I heard you were coming back, I was looking for somebody to be on the program with me, and I was like, man, if she comes back, that'd be great. We could roll that. So you were delayed slightly. You finished up your education, right? As you
I
said,
did. Mm-hmm.
And here you're back. And
I
so
am.
I jumped on the opportunity to invite you on the program, and you said we're crazy, but you'll be a part of it. And
that's right.
You'll add some value to what's going on here.
We're
all a little nuts, but that's okay. So meet Sissy C.
Hello world.
You'll be hearing a lot more from her and me. You like that?
Hey, I do.
You like the
I
rhyme?
Do.
I'm a lyrical gangster.
Oh, boy.
You just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No. It's like Welcome to the Jungle.
We got fun and games.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to go too much farther, because it'll be like the song in the shower where you'll be like, what is he saying?
Right. Okay.
Animals
okay.
and games,
Okay.
I don't know what
so
actually
being
said. So
are we
I'm
breaking
saying.
Or are we moving on to our next segment?
I say, I have something else that I'd like to discuss
okay,
here.
That's right.
Okay. Since you want to move on from the invocation before a meeting, and that's awful political, so I want to be a part of that.
I am excited to hear what the public has to say about
interesting,
it.
Interesting.
Yeah, we could go on all day, or I could.
I will say this. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention lately, but Newton is seeing some very, very interesting improvements. I know a couple years ago, I believe that was kind of an initiative that took place from the city, and I just was driving out here to the studio, and I was looking at some developments that were taking place from my house to here, and I thought, man, 2 years ago, we were talking about needing rooftops in Newton. That's what we needed. We
rooftops.
Needed places for people to move, to come here. We were limited. Yes, I mean, we had space. Like no houses on the market. Right. We wanted people to move here. How are you going to move here? There ain't no place to move.
Right.
So now it's almost interesting because we're seeing some of that come to happen. Like I'm excited about seeing what's going on over there on First Street, seeing all those houses going there. I think that's awesome. Right. You know, I'm excited about seeing all these houses go in over by the fire station. I mean, they're leveling that ground out. They're going to be building. I've been listening. It's like we asked for rooftops and we're getting showered with rooftops and we're seeing that happen. And I think a lot of times people forget, it's like, okay, while I'm on a rant, right? How nice is that Main Street now from the tracks all the way to Walmart? How nice is that to drive on?
It's very nice.
Yeah. And anybody who's handicapped can now make it down the sidewalk without possibly flipping their wheelchair over, right? Because all of the stuff is handicap accessible now.
That's right.
So there was some major improvements. You like that, right?
I do. I'd really, really, really... really want them to add a bridge over the Main Street tracks.
Oh, don't go there. No,
you know, just
a short one. Just a little one. One that just barely gets over the top of a train.
Yeah, we don't want a Dukes of Hazzard over the tracks. But every time I leave the house, I got to add 30 minutes to my time.
Okay, we'll move on. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is Train Town, and I can be run out on a rail.
I love it. This
literally is
Railer Nation. We're known for trains, man. We build train tracks down the middle of our town.
Right.
That's how much we love trains.
Right. And when a train stops and blocks all but one...
gives you time to pray.
Or however many... what'd you say?
I said it gives you time to pray.
Time to pray. Well, you know, or think about how to discuss an invocation at a government meeting.
We could do that. Maybe. Yeah. You know what? I wonder if we just stumbled onto something.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm with you on that.
Too much time to sit and think.
That's right. Make notes in our phones.
And people getting mad about why they're just so mad about whatever they're mad about.
That's right.
I'm mad about that.
Let's hear from you on social media, everybody. We really, really want to hear from you.
About all the things you're mad about. Because that seems like what social media really is a place for. To vent your anger and frustration.
Well, you know.
But anyway, like I said, I was just making out a point to say, I find it interesting that I could have... well, I did. I lost count at the amount of posts and people that complained the entire time there was construction going on. Mm. Oh, my goodness, how their life was inconvenienced and everything else and all everything in between. And you know what you get? You know what you get? Nothing. Absolute crickets. You get nothing but crickets when the job is done.
You know, I wondered something.
How many people said, man, I'm so happy about how that road worked out. That is such a nice road. Who gets on social media and says that?
Right, right. Well, you know, going back to crickets, and I'm sorry, I'm going to circle back to the crickets. You know, we think they're chirping, but are they cheering and clapping?
Oh, no, they're jeering.
Jeering. You know, because they're really small and they don't, you know.
Oh,
they
we're going to go to the insignificant thing.
You know, I don't know.
They're annoying, right? Like a cricket in your house
where
you can hear it, but you can't find it and it just won't shut up in the middle of the night.
Right. And then back to the road construction, you know, I used to play this game when I was in high school. And anybody that figures out who I am, don't tell on me. We used to take traffic cones and move them in the night. And then giggle about it.
Oh, you must have been before video games.
Oh, definitely. I'm an oldie. I'm not going to say how old.
Here we are. Hey,
but
you
I'm
know
an oldie.
You are before video games when you have stories of things you create to do for fun, you know?
Right. And moving traffic cones is... And lawn ornaments and things like that. And, you know.
I don't think you can do that. I think you just confess to a guilt. There's probably no statute of limitations on that.
There probably isn't.
You just,
but hey,
they just became aware of your crime.
You know, I do appreciate the road work and the improvements on all the way down to Walmart. It does make things a lot better. And there's no railroad tracks in that space, so it's even better.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Back to the railroad track over the thing. If we would be rich if we could take a penny for every person that wanted to put a railroad tracks or a road over the railroad tracks. You know that, right? But not one person is willing to pay one more penny to get it done.
Well, you know, takes money to make money.
2 cents is free, but that's actual right. 2 cents, not for me.
Well, some people don't have those 2 cents to rub together.
Okay.
Yeah, we're digressing.
Which brings, we're going downhill. All right. Well, it might just be time for us to take a break. So
okay.
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to What's Happening Harvey County. Our Citizen of the Week is Abby Coons, and it's brought to you by Shield Roofing. Shield Roofing is located at 302 North Main, Newton, Kansas, in phone number 316-333-8060. Or you can look them up online at shieldroofingks.com for all of your roofing needs. Thank you, Shield Roofing. Who is our... That's Abby, right? Why is Abby, she our Citizen of the Week?
She is. She is president of the Newton High School Club, HOSA, or Health Occupations for Students of America. And they raised funds with partnering with local businesses and local donors to get more AED devices or defibrillator devices in more district locations. So big shout out to them for thinking way outside the box on safety and helping to better the whole community.
Hey, let's give Abby a hand. Way to go, Abby. Thank you very much. And you are our Citizens of the Week. Thank you, Shield Roofing. Moving on. So tell me what else is on your mind, Sissy.
What else is on my mind? Well, let's see. Where are those crickets at? They'll help me jog my memory bank.
Make it local. Make it local.
Make it local. Okay. Oh, there is a poll on Twitter. Harvey County Digital or Harvey County Talk, one or the other.
Harvey County Digital on Twitter.
A poll. Go find that on Twitter. Should we pass medicinal marijuana? Yes or no? Go give us some traction there and cast your vote.
Well, especially if you're not in favor of it, because right now there's been 117 people vote and 99% are in favor of passing medicinal marijuana.
Right. And why do you think that is?
Well, oh man, you're going to go nuclear on me. You want my opinion on that, huh? One of the reasons, I think the main reason is because people are waking up to it. I think there's been a lot of stigma surrounding marijuana for a long period of time.
Right.
And I believe that a lot of people where we didn't have stigma on other pharmaceutical medications that were being prescribed to people from doctors found out to be not so good for you. I think people are actually looking at it. I mean, like I look at it like this. Why is it so scary to allow for a doctor to prescribe someone something that might be less addictive form of pain management that could help them?
Right.
But yet justify it to be okay that they prescribe you pharmaceutical methamphetamine, cocaine, or anything else. And
right.
Somehow that's, I'm going to take the high road. As long as I can have my pharmaceutical cocaine for all my ailments, regardless of what it does to my body, then why should you be allowed to be offered something different?
Right.
And,
so,
and it's interesting, you know. Oh, God, you struck a nerve with me. Okay.
Well, I have a question for you while you're pondering your next thought. Okay. So, marijuana has been classified as a Schedule 1 drug, according to the federal government, and all the states are going along with that. So, in order to move to medicinal marijuana, you know, how do we go about getting the regulations changed? You know, some states have passed recreational use. Some states have medicinal marijuana use already. What are their experiences? What are the citizen experiences? Is that something that you've looked into, or is that something that,
yes,
you know, you're just talking to local Kansas?
Well, it's subjective. I mean, with anyone, there's the other, right? So it's kind of like this argument that's just chasing the tail, because a person could rebut everything with another rebuttal. I mean, to say that that there's not problems that are associated with it would be an incorrect statement. Then you weigh, well, are these problems big enough? Like, for instance, I always shoot back with how many people are killed in drunk driving accidents every year? I mean, it's not even funny. It's a joke. So to say that we have the data on that, and to somehow say that somebody being prescribed medicinal marijuana from their doctor to partake, if that's going to help their in their condition in a controlled way.
Right. Right.
So is there really an argument to be made here, or?
Well, and I'm not very educated on this subject, so I'm learning as I go along with everybody else, because I think there's a lot of people that maybe haven't really looked into this debate, haven't really looked into the pros and cons of shifting Kansas in that direction. I would say that because there requires a tax revenue, that could be a plus for the state coffers. and maybe take a little bit of the burden off of property taxpayers or sales taxpayers if they could have a bump up in that area. Another thought I had about it is, it is a plant. It is a natural occurring treatment that people could take advantage of. But we have a big hurdle to get over with the classification of a Schedule I drug. I mean, it is deemed an illegal drug. And
but if it's a controlled substance,
there's a big hurdle there in Kansas.
If it's a controlled substance, I'm not advocating for recreational marijuana. If it is a controlled substance that is prescribed by your doctor, that's my stance. Now,
right. We
will continue this conversation because as this legislative cycle moves up, there's a lot of people in Harvey County talking about this, and they're very opinionated on it. You need to go look up Harvey County Digital on Facebook. The post is right near the top. You can click on that and you can take the poll. And I mean, for anybody listening right now, if you are somebody who is not for this, then you might go to our poll and take it to say no, because it's less than 1% right now. So if maybe your voice is not being heard and you want your voice to be heard, but there's nothing wrong with going and taking a poll, you don't have to say anything, you can just take the poll. So take the poll. And then we'll wind up talking about this at a later point in time. I know this can be something on some legislative updates that we're going to do later on too.
Well, and we would love to hear from you on, bring some evidence-based information to the fore. Don't just say, oh yeah, I'm for it. Oh no, I'm not. Right. So let's have a discussion. Let's have some evidence-based, if you've got a poll or some statistics, or you've got a good web link that people could go to find out more information, because the whole goal is for all of us to become educated and learn and grow together.
Absolutely.
And no matter what direction we move in this state.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to realize that hopefully we're all trying to get to the same place together, we just might have differences in how we think we might get there.
That's right.
And I'm a firm believer that it's beneficial in any kind of a unit, whether that be a working unit, whether that be a school, whatever it is, to have diversity and different ideas to be brought forth and everybody to feel as though they can bring their ideas forth. And then we work together amongst ourselves to get the best idea pushed forward.
That's right.
Cause we can shape and sharpen ideas as they go along. Sometimes it just takes a general vision to move into something that can be more specific and have more of an impact.
That's right.
Something else I was wanting to talk to you about. Did you see the Brian Skinner interview I did with Brian?
I did. It was wonderful.
Kansas Teacher of the Year. Not to, pat myself. He was a great person to interview. I was very humbled that he came on to do it. And I think it's just really awesome that he's USD 373 teacher. But he said something that struck me funny. And it set with me. It just set with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the research that he's done and the knowledge that he has in reference to social media and our children, coupled with how difficult that happens to make educators' jobs so these children can consume information.
Absolutely.
And it got me thinking, and I just kept thinking, man, how true that actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, well, how do we change it? Do we change something? Is that something that we do, or is it something that we want to do? Is change something? I mean, or do we try to work with it?
Right. Well, I think there's always room for innovation, but I agreed with him. As a mother, it is important in my household for my child not to have a digital footprint of any kind until she's old enough to deal with all of the ramifications psychologically, emotionally, physically. And if that means when she's 18, that's what that means. At this point, I've kept her away from social media because I've seen the effects in my own use of social media and that attention economy that's been monetized against us. And I'm not going to say it's a bad thing all the way around because I utilize social media. I mean, we're talking right now where we're going to be utilizing social media for people to enjoy the content and to speak to it. What do you say, Harvey County? What moms and dads and people that don't have kids, what is your take on social media and the positive or negative influence on our children.
Well, and I want to give somebody else something to think about. Like, I understand your perspective. I know I weighed that. I thought as my children are growing up, and of course I've got six, you know, so it's all above, right? I mean, all ages and ranges and whatnot. But I've always looked at social media, and not specifically social media, but technology as a tool. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to me, and I'm studying this currently, about the idea that if people consume information in this way, right, that's a challenge that they have, right? Mm-hmm. That okay, our attention spans are shorter, consumption of this is different, then why aren't we utilizing that as a tool to educate our children? Like,
right.
It's kind of like go with the flow instead of trying to go against it. Maybe right. Realize this is the flow of the river. And if I'm going to be able to be effective in this to accomplish the tasks that I want to accomplish, then exactly. I'm going to use it.
Exactly.
Right? And, mm-hmm. and, I just find it interesting that it does seem you have to be ultimately guarded as a parent on what kind of consumption of what material your child is taking place in, because there's no end to, you know, mm-hmm. the stuff that can sneak through if you're not somebody right. that's paying close attention to what's going on with your child.
I do know that I have seen some very short educational videos that some teachers use on YouTube and some other platforms, and they have given me as a parent some links to go and view what they're exposing my child to on the internet. And you know, so I think the educators are jumping into that short time frame video innovation. I think that you can say a lot in 3 minutes, and you can say not a lot in 3 minutes, right? It's what's the intention, what's the message, what's the programming. And I think a structured use of social media for our children is always better. But just letting them go crazy on, you know, TikTok or something like that, just video after video after video, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a fire hose, right, that's turned on full blast.
Well, and even in my own life, when I was teaching classes at WSU, I found that my students were able to consume the most information within the first 10 to 15 minutes of class. So if I designed my mm-hmm. classes with giving them the required information right up front, then it kept their attention on all the critical information, right?
Right.
I found
exactly.
that. I just realized that, you know, we are working with a shorter attention mm-hmm. span student, and I want them to be successful, so then I need to tailor my teaching methods so that the way they can be, right? Mm-hmm. That was just something that right. was obvious right. to me. And so I geared myself accordingly. Another thing I think is interesting is how children learn in groups now more than they do independently. So
right, definitely.
We won't get off onto that. But yeah.
Again,
we got more time to talk in the future, because we're not going to be done with this. This is the very first of many, many more to right. come. So,
and go catch Brian's interview.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, very good. Very good.
It was good. Brian's
2023 Teacher of the Year.
Okay, so let's do our wrap up. What's happening in Harvey County wrap up? Just a reminder on who's meeting what and when and where.
Harvey County Commission meets every Tuesday, including this next week, 9 a.m., Harvey County Courthouse. And the Burton City Council will meet this coming Monday, 6 p.m., at the Burton City Auditorium.
Okay, and once again, our Citizen of the Week was who?
Abby Coons.
So when you see here around town or any one thing, just say, great job, Abby. You are
way to go.
The Citizen of the Week,
that's
according
right.
to Harvey County Digital, anyway.
And what's happening in Harvey County.
That's right. Absolutely. So always reach out, talk to us, tell us what's up. But one more thing. Who is the local eatery of the week? Somebody out right? here that's listening to the program right now is going to get out and is going to go eat
that's
this
right,
week.
That's
Where
right.
are you going to eat this week?
So Carlos's Kitchen and Cater, 114 South Kansas here in Newton. Big flavors bursting from that little greenhouse. Go check him out. Daily specials on his Facebook page. Follow him there. And just a tidbit of Super Bowl enticement. Mm. Carlos is running Super Bowl Sunday pre-order special combination plates, trays, things like that for your entertainment.
Oh,
needs.
You're kidding me.
They're taking pre-orders right now, and I took advantage of it, and I am looking forward to it. They will. They are open from 2 to 8, Super Bowl Sunday on the 12th, so call now.
So right now, what you're telling me is all I have to do is send them a message sometime this week and tell them, hey, I want these for my Super Bowl party, and they're going to make it happen?
Yep. The list of the menu items is on his Facebook page. Go check it out.
Oh, very, very nice. Very, very nice. Okay. Well, one more thing to remember. You can always reach out, send us a message, or let us know who you think might be a candidate for Harvey County Citizen of the Week.
Or where you might suggest people eat.
Make sure and reach out to Sissy or me.
And let us know what you're thinking.
Thank you for listening to What's Happening Harvey County with Sissy and me.
Enjoy your week, everybody.
See you next week.